know she wash two or three times a week. She don't let that washing you know, build up. But she used we have you hardly ever see a clothesline out in the yard no more. Like old time the clothesline. And we got one out here in the back. And my nephew come down here the other day and they got I had the feller to fix with some posts. Out a pipe, they put a pipe across the top. We have two lines, you see. And I put them pipe down in the ground and dug a hole with a shovel. And then I poured concrete around that pipe. You know, put down an oil about that deep. Half, two-thirds, not that close to knee deep. And poured concrete around there and they are there. And the wife, we keep them painted the whole time. We got two lines. And three posts, the middle post, and it went post, and went is a put it across the top of the post. But anyhow, my nephew come down here the other day, and his washer, his dryer went out, and he said, "You used to have a some posts down here that you taken up line several years ago, it went all the way across." I said, "I got them out here, son." He said, and he had to go down here and look inside this hog pot fence to see. And I told him, I said, "They ain't down there." And so he come back. I said, "Come around here, I'll show you." And he said, "Well, I know you got a clothesline, but I thought you had some extra ones." I said, "I ain't." And so his dryer went out. He lived up a little bit here, about a quarter mile. And his dryer went out, and so he said, "I got to fix some of I ain't ready to buy one right now." And he said, "I want to put more clothes on." Well, I'm doggone. His brother come along, and he had he lived in a trailer, and he bought had a built-in washer in his, when he's house trailer there. And so he went on one that was for sale, and he went ahead and bought it. It's cheap, it's good and dry. And so this boy was back down here yesterday, and the wife said, "Well, you get your clothesline, he's going to go have it post-made, you see." And he said, "Get your clothesline up." He said, "No, I bought a dryer from his brother."
Oh, wait.
I told my wife, I said, "Well," I said, "that settled that clothesline." I tell you, my wife likes to use a clothesline for this reason. You can hang clothes out in the sun, and they dry, and them clothes they smell. They got a different. They smell so fresh.
Yeah,
you know.
That's true.
You put sheets and stuff and day like a day, she don't run that dryer.
Right.
But she will run that washer.
A little more work involved with that.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, talking about what women do, what would you say they do? You know, sometimes early in the morning, right after they get up, they might go around the house and straighten this out and that, you know, if something was knocked over, or what do you say they're doing? They get around and do what?
Well, I call it just putting in time. I say, "Why don't you come on down?" "Well, I'm going to do it." "Go ahead." "We'll do it." "I ain't."
Wait, what would she say she's doing? Just cleaning up, or?
Yeah, just cleaning around. I tell you this. We got out overnight. We had that rain and wind here.